Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you. It's great to be with you. Thank you for welcoming me. I hope you could see me and hear me. I could see you guys. 9 years ago, exactly at this time, I was in your classroom in person, and there was a boy who was in eighth grade, exactly where you guys are right now, who raised his hand. I remember it like yesterday. He raised his hand and he told me something that changed the way I understand Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to share it with you guys because it is absolutely amazing. I'm not going to tell you this guy's name, but some of you who I can see on the screen actually know who it is, because this person lives not far from where some of us live. I don't want to give away too many details because I don't want him to be embarrassed. But this young man, who is now not so young anymore, was in eighth grade, was sitting in that desk right over there. I see where the room is. I could see it on the screen. And he made the following absolutely incredible point. And I'll share it with you in 1 second after we ask a very basic question. Can you guys just for a second show me? Can you raise your hands if I can see you raising your hands, if the things are moving? Room 19, 18, great. Jessica, are you there? Can I see your hand? Great. Okay. So, how many of you guys know, we're not going to unmute everyone at the same time, but I would just want to see, now I can see everybody's hands. Aiden, that was a good hand raise. Hand raise, where is the only time in the Chumash someone celebrates a birthday? Only birthday party in Chumash. Yeah, Ami Gavant, can you unmute yourself and tell me, Ami? Who is it? You know, maybe put it in the chat because there's a lot of feedback. Ami, who was it? Do you want to put it in the chat? Yes! Yes! Someone said Paro. That is absolutely right. Guess what? Do you know when Paro's birthday was? Paro's birthday was on Rosh Hashanah. How do I know this? And why is this important? Because Paro's birthday party is going to explain to us how we experience Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to bring us back to your class all those years ago. Because Paro made a birthday party, and what happened when Paro made a birthday party? All the people in the kingdom, they all came to say, "Happy birthday! Long live the king!" And you know what the king did? What Paro did? He looked down and he says, Talia, you came to wish me happy birthday. You said, long live the king. What are you doing in the kingdom these days? What's your job? Who else is there? Aiden, you came to say, happy birthday, long live the king. Well, what's your job here? Why are you here? Why are you part of this? Ami, I see a bunch, like, everybody who came to say, long live the king, Paro looked at them and said, where are you? Who are you? What have you been up to? Is it important to keep you as part of this kingdom or not? That is the secret on some level to Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, on the one hand, the main theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Malchuyos, Hashem is the king. That's why we're going to blow the shofar, because you blow the sound of the trumpets for the king. That's why we're going to say Melech al Kol Haaretz. In the end of the blessing, in the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, we're going to say the word Melech, because that's the core. When we get up in the morning, when we get to shul, or we daven at home, if you're davening at home, you should sing it at home. If you get to shul, make sure you hear it. HaMelech. It's all about saying that Hashem is the king. And yet, we're also saying it's the day of judgment. So is it about coronating Hashem? It's about Malchus Hachtorah? Or is it about saying that Hashem is our judge? Which one? The answer is, Paro's birthday party taught us it's both. When you say that Hashem is the king, he looks at you and says, well, if I'm the king, what's your job? What's your role in this monarchy? What do you do? Why are you here? He's asking us, why are we here? He's judging us not because the Ribbono Shel Olam, God forbid, you know, some kids, when I grew up, some kids used to think that the Ribbono Shel Olam, God is an old man with a lightning bolt and is waiting to go zap. No, it's because when we come to Hashem and we say, you are the king, he says, really, then what are you up to? What have you been doing lately? Are you part of my kingdom? I'd love for you to be a part of my kingdom. What's going to be your job next year? What's your role going to be? The judgment is part and parcel of Malchus. Rosh Hashanah is Paro's birthday, and I know that because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, and that was 2 years exactly after Paro made a birthday party, so it must be Paro's birthday party was on Rosh Hashanah, and that's because Rosh Hashanah is the birthday party for the world. Hayom Haras Olam. So the main theme, the main focus on Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. It's a birthday party for Hashem. We're going to blow trumpets. We're going to have confetti. If you're at home, make yourself a birthday cake. Ribbono Shel Olam birthday cake. Best thing to do for Rosh Hashanah. First night, in addition to the head of a ram, I have to see if we can get one. Last year we had the head of a goat. It was awesome. Not just a goat's head, not just a fish head. Birthday cake. Hashem is the king. Amazing. Right? And therefore, he's going to look at us and say, where do we belong? How do we feel about ourselves? If we're saying Hashem is the king and he's looking at us, how do we feel about ourselves? So this brings us back to the conversation to the Hillel Torah classroom all those years ago when a young boy raised his hand who was sitting right over there. And I said to them, guys, girls, chevra, what does it mean that Hashem is our king? Every day, we're going to say, Avinu Malkeinu, for the 10 days of closeness with Hashem, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're going to say, Avinu Malkeinu. What does it mean that Hashem is our king and he's our father? So you know what this boy raised his hand? He said, that means that I am a prince. I said, that's unbelievable. I see some of you. You are a prince. You are a princess. You're a prince. Each one of us. We are Avinu Malkeinu. We're making a birthday party, not just for some king who's far away, who's not connected to us, who doesn't care about us. We're making a birthday party for our father, the king, which means we are the prince. That means that we have an opportunity, a responsibility, and a confidence. People tell us in life, you know, somebody might communicate with you, whether it's in social media or out there in the world, or maybe, God forbid, someone who's a peer, and they tell us in different ways, psst, you're not really worth much. You're not really a somebody. The feeling of saying, Hashem, you're the king, and then saying, Hashem, you're looking at us, that might, it has the potential, the danger of making us feel like, maybe I'm not much. Maybe I'm not worth much. When Hashem looks at me and I'm saying, Hashem, you're the king. You're awesome. You're amazing. You take care of me all the time. And he looks at me and says, so who are you? Some people might think that it's going to make me feel like 2 cents. But when we realize that Hashem is the king and he's our father, and that means that I am the prince or the princess, that means that I'm a somebody. That even though Hashem is judging me, it's not out of a sense of capriciousness or scrutiny or putting me down. It's because Hashem wants me to succeed. Hashem wants me to be the best that I can. Hashem believes in me. I'm the prince. You're the prince. You're the princess. If there's one thing that you remember this Rosh Hashanah, when you go to say HaMelech, that Hashem is the king, when you go to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Melech al kol ha'aretz, you're the king of the whole world. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. Be the king, you are the king. The one thing that we should feel is not a sense of scrutiny, of scared, of intimidated. We should have a sense of empowerment. Because that means that I am a prince. When you say HaMelech, it means you're saying you're a prince. You're a somebody. You control your destiny. You know, the prince, The prince has an unlimited Uber account. The prince has unending credit cards. The prince has access to anywhere they want to go. We can accomplish anything if we are the prince and the princess. So we might think, oh, we're so small, we're not capable. But that's not true. When you say Avinu Malkeinu, when you say Hamelech, that means that you are capable. You could finish all of Tehillim. Just start one parak a day. You could make a difference in somebody's life by doing a small chesed every day for the week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You think to yourself, I'm not capable of that. I can't do that. But you're the prince. You're the princess. Of course you can. The concept of Rosh Hashanah is to remind us that Hashem is the king and that we have a job to do. We are empowered to do that job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has confidence in us. So it's up to us. The tshuva process that we're going through now is to figure out what our capacity is. What's our potential? What can we do? Especially at your age, when you're in 7th grade, 8th grade, you think, I'm not much. But yes, you are. You are a prince or a princess, no matter what age you are. And so you have an opportunity to make a difference in your own life and the lives of others and the entire world. Rav Kook teaches that when you do something good, it affects the entire world. So when this young man said to the entire class, and I'm sharing it with you now, that Avinu Malkeinu means that you are the prince and the princess, it means that on Rosh Hashanah, in 2 days from now, that birthday party that you're making for Hashem, it's not just a day of coronating Hashem, and it's not just a day of realizing that we are being scrutinized when we do that, it's a day of realizing that we are empowered, that we are elevated, that it's special to be in that role as the prince and the princess. We should feel great about it. We should hopefully, please God, take it with us throughout the entire year. Remember that we always are that prince and that princess. Avinu Malkeinu an entire year, but let's start it strong this Rosh Hashanah. To remind ourselves and each other, it's a time of Malchus, we're saying Hashem is the king, but it also means, of course, that we are, even within that scrutiny, the prince and the princess.